The hot and humid autumn weather continues across the area. Temperatures again this afternoon are up in the 80s to near 90 degrees. Albany hit 90 degrees yesterday for the first time since mid-June, and kind of a weather oddity, we'll call it, for this year, that each instance of 90-degree heat in Albany has occurred outside of the summer season. So we had a handful of days in the spring before summer officially began in late June, and now we've again hit 90 degrees after the beginning of fall. But between the start and end of summer, typically the warmest time of year, we did not hit 90 at any point in the Albany area. Now, it came close a couple of times. All right, so we're talking about the heat today. We're talking about plenty of humidity as well. Our dew points are well up into the 60s to near 70 degrees. So on top of the heat, the humidity is making it feel even hotter than that. So plan for still some warm weather here moving ahead for the next couple of days. A cold front comes through Wednesday. That's going to really knock down those temperatures. It'll knock down the humidity as well. And that's also going to help to push Maria out to sea. So good news all around in terms of that. Now, we're looking at another very warm night across the area. Temperatures will be generally in the 60s. It's humid as well, so if you still have that air conditioner in, you're probably going to be running it tonight. Now, some areas of fog are likely to form later at night, and some of those areas of fog may be locally dense. So we'll start off tomorrow with some patches of fog around the area. Could slow things down a bit on the way into work. The fog will lift, and we're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies across the region. Again, our temperatures will be well up into the 80s to right around 90 degrees tomorrow, and the humidity remains up as well. So it's another hot and humid day tomorrow. On Wednesday, it's still quite warm and humid. We may not hit 90 on Wednesday because we'll have a few more clouds in the mix. As the cold front gets closer on Wednesday, we do have the chance for a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. The front goes by on Thursday with much cooler and much less humid weather. Now, we're still watching Maria, of course, which is off the east coast. Basically, it's between about Georgia and Bermuda this afternoon. The storm is moving to the north, may come close enough to the Carolinas to bring tropical storm conditions. At least that's based on the latest forecast from the Hurricane Center. And then as that cold front comes through our area and a large trough of low pressure moves through aloft, that's going to serve to steer the storm out to sea. So at this point, it looks like Maria will not impact the weather across the Northeast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, mild and muggy, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, warm and humid, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the 80s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, much cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.